Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host with the most, Brandon Estrella, on Know This, podcasting on Anchor FM. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And don't forget to like and subscribe so you can keep up to date with all of my episodes and check out my best ones that I've done in the past and also the latest and greatest. So what I want to talk about today is media dishonesty, fake news, as they call it. And fake news is not only on the left, it is on the right. And so what does fake news mean? Well, in my opinion, I believe that fake news represents the personal opinion of the person reporting it and then putting their own personal spin on it. So what is that? That is like saying, like, the current events right now, that Donald Trump is ripping apart families at the southern border because he likes to see families being torn apart while he eats Cookie Crisp. That has nothing to do with the actual situation. These are personal ideologies and personal opinions based on those reporting it because of their personal feelings against Donald Trump. It is not the news. It is not the facts. It has nothing to do with the actual situation going down there. But if you didn't know the wiser, you would think to yourself, well, you know, the news is reporting it, it must be true. And that's the problem. A lot of people take the news organizations as truth these days. We do not fact check anymore. So if we read something on Vox or Twitter or Facebook, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, The Young Turks, whatever, we assume that it's true because we don't want to think that we live in a world where our media lies to us. And I don't think they lie. But, well, they do lie. A lot of media outlets do lie. But, and that's sad. It's really sad. But also what happens is they put their personal spin on things. And the Young Turks are famous for doing it. Just check out any one of their episodes. And after about an hour of watching it, you will believe that anybody is conservative is the devil reincarnated. And that they hate anybody that is not of white descent. You will believe that anyone who owns a gun is a mass murderer just waiting to go off. You will believe that anybody who voted for Donald Trump is just a hair away from being Adolf Hitler. And that is what keeps their viewership going. They make their money by spreading lies and hate. And that's really dishonest. They call themselves journalists. They're not journalists. They print out a page and then they look at they basically print out something from CNN. And, you know, you can look on their desk. It's like little copies of stuff that they printed out, and then they put their own personal spin on it. Now, it would be more honest to say if they were news commentators, like, you know, the Fox 5 and all those idiots. But it's not truthful when you say that, oh, this is real news. You know, we are an independent media source. You may be independent, but you're not a real media source. A real media source is a journalist that puts the truth and the facts as it is, not what they feel it should be, not what they want it to be, not what they hope it is, just what it is. And that can be very easy. And I don't understand why it is so hard for these media outlets to do this. But if I could take a couple of guesses, is that when you say something that gets a emotional reaction, like hundreds and hundreds of people in the United States are furious over this situation down there at the border. They see these pictures of these kids sleeping on floors with space blankets and they're losing their minds. So automatically they think that Donald Trump is doing this, doing the Dougie two-step in the White House, going, ha ha ha, look at these stupid kids. And it puts down a reaction to how people watch the news. Now, somebody that watches a story like that, that is interested in that, and that is getting very upset about it, they will go back to that same source, or they will look at other sources, and then it goes around and around, and then these media outlets make money off of it. I'm not saying that Donald Trump has never done something stupid in his life. The guy is a buffoon, but I don't think, well, no, I know that he is not doing this because he enjoys hurting children. You need to understand that Donald Trump is a shrewd and you know, brash person, but he's not a maniacal, evil son of a bitch. Like, I don't think any president that we have elected is a actual person that does stuff maliciously. You know, people said a lot of bad things about Obama. Obama wasn't a bad guy. You know, he was just somebody that thought in differences of opinion on how a country should be run. I don't think he was the worst president. I don't think he was the best. I think he was revolutionary. You know, and that's my honest opinion about him. But you have some news sources that would say that he's trying to destroy the country, that he is trying to, you know, bring Islamic terrorists in here to blow up the, you know, just all that type of dumb shit. And that's for the birds. We're better than that. As Americans, we need to be educated and we need to be smart about the facts. And when it comes down to things affecting our country, we really need to start fact-checking stuff. Because if we just take the media at a truth value, then we're not doing ourselves any favors. And what a terrible time we live in where we can't even trust the media. But think about it. Every country has been through their own state of propaganda. You know, if you think about it, we're no different from any other country. The government does, in a way, control our media on certain things. But at the end of the day, medias are independent. Media groups are independent, and they're owned by these big billionaires that live in, giant homes, and they don't give a shit. They don't give a shit whether they're saying is true or not. They just want the almighty dollar, and that circumvents honesty, unfortunately. So how do we keep ourselves from being all tangled up in this web of deception, lies, and personal opinions? Well, the first thing that we need to do, if we're going to look at this type of coverage, we need to fact check things. And personally, I'm a little dubious on Snopes, whether they give their own personal opinion or whether they really do fact check stuff. But there is plenty of other fact checking sites. But you have to make sure that those sites are reputable at themselves. Because let's face it, again, they're part of the media. So how do we do that? Like I said, you need to find a reliable source, an actual source that is truthful, where you can fact check the information. 2, don't go to far left or far right news sources to get your media, because you're going to get a biased opinion. You're not going to get an honest, centered opinion. But if you're that type of person, then maybe that's what you want to watch. But I'm talking to the people that actually want real news. 3, you need to take everything that you hear with a grain of salt and then fact check what you hear. You know the saying, believe nothing what you hear and only half of what you see. And that's pretty true in a lot of cases when it comes to the media. I don't honestly trust any media these days unless it's local news, but even local news can tell some lies and try to push the truth a little bit. So we really need to be vigilant in ourselves to find news outlets that are not trying to push an agenda. And you can get a feel for those stations. They're out there. There's not a lot of them, but there's some. NPR, even though it's a more liberal-based, I tend to believe from what I've seen that they are pretty honest for the most part. And you can kind of tell when they're pushing something. But with places like CNN and Fox News and the Young Turks, they push it like it's truth. And the reason that our country is so divided right now is because of this type of media. The media is having Americans just be so furious at each other that this country is so broken right now. As an economy, we're getting stronger. There's more jobs out there. The unemployment rate has dropped dramatically. The crime rate has dropped dramatically. But us as Americans, we are broken right now. And I saw that with the 2016 election. You had an entire group of people on both sides that just became enemies. You know, husbands and wives broke up. Boyfriends and girlfriends broke up. It was sad. Friends and family members just deleting each other off of Facebook and not talking to each other, not communicating anymore. And that's really sad because I think we're better than that. But apparently, we've let this stuff divide us. And I do blame the media for that. That is entirely their fault because, well, I mean, we also take some of the blame too, not to be grown-up adults and be mature about things, but it is also the media for pushing this agenda that makes Americans mad at one another or their current leader. Everybody right now who is on the far left believes that Donald Trump is a reincarnation of Adolf Hitler. And the reason they believe that is because what they hear and what they see. If they actually got the facts, they would probably be like, you know what, this guy's an asshole, you know, and he's kind of a dick, but he's not a malicious person. He doesn't do things to blatantly hurt people like the media is reporting. If the media was honest, they would say that maybe Barack Obama has made some mistakes and maybe he doesn't handle taxes well or something like that, but he's not an evil terrorist. He's not coming here to destroy America. I mean, God damn it. So I just wanted to speak on this issue because it's a really heavy topic right now, especially with the border crisis going on and the whole, the whole family thing. So, guys, it's very important that we get our news from reliable sources. We fact check those reliable sources from reliable fact checking sources. It's a lot easier just to turn on the news and walk away and have it going on in the background. And then you hear Donald Trump goes over and kicks child in the face and you run to the TV or the computer and like, oh my God. But we need to really do ourselves this favor and start fact checking what we see, what we hear, what we read. Because if we don't, we're going to stay in this constant state of stress. I did it for years. I used to look at things on the news and on the computer, and I was just pissed off all the time. My stress level was through the roof. My blood pressure was boiling. And it was all because I believed everything that I read, that I saw, that I heard. So I did myself a big favor, and I turned it all off for a long time. And now I chime back in every now and then, but I fact check my sources. And I think our lives would be a lot less stressful if we did that. So before you see something on the news or in the media, in the computer, your cell phone, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, Insta shits, I don't care. Fact check it and find out if it's really true or not, or if it was just somebody's personal spin on it, or if they had an agenda behind it. Because before you know it, you'll be watching InfoWars and thinking that Pizzagate is a real thing and thinking that Hillary Clinton is running pedophilia smuggling operations through a fucking pizza factory. That is what I'm talking about. That is crazy. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of Know This. I greatly appreciate all your support and all your likes and applause. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You guys make this show possible, and because without my listeners, I wouldn't really be doing it. But it does give me a lot of joy knowing that people do listen. Thanks again, guys. Have a wonderful evening. I'll be back on later tonight, so don't miss the tonight show. Have a great evening. Goodbye.